Hey, welcome to Garden Fork Radio. There's no music. I could sing the music for you. But long story short, I am recovering from a COVID. Did I get infected with COVID? I don't know what the word is here. Anyway, I recorded kind of a little talk to the Garden Fork patrons, people that support me through Patreon every month. And I thought, you know, I should just share that with everyone instead of reinventing the wheel and doing another show. We'll do another show about if you get sick, what to do. But this is just a short little talk of me talking about what the camera operator and I have done since we got tested positive for COVID. And today is Tuesday or Wednesday, or is it Thursday? Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, it's Thursday because people move their cars. Anyway, so we are getting better. It kind of comes and goes, but I recorded this yesterday and I thought I'm just going to share it with everyone. So, and then we'll do a group show with some of my friends who have had COVID as well. All right, so stay safe. Any questions, let me know, okay? radio@gardenfork.tv. I'll see you. Hey, how are you? It's Eric. I just thought I'd do a little say hello thing. I don't know if you saw the previous post, but I tested positive for COVID over the weekend. I Saturday night into Sunday morning, I just had this just a sinus drip in my back of my throat. I thought it was my allergies. You know, I sometimes get this dust. I have a dust mite allergy and I don't know, dust, dirt in general. But and then it didn't get any better. And we're getting ready to go back to the city. And the camera operator's like, why don't you just take a COVID test? I'm like, oh, okay. And so we have an at-home kit, you know, and it was positive. And I'm like, oh, I don't believe that. So, of course, I took another one for another brand and it was negative. And then the camera was like, well, why don't you wait a little bit and we'll take a one from the original brand. And that was positive. So I was like, all right. And so we just piled into the car and drove down to New York because there's no way I wanted to be sick with COVID. Hold on. In the middle of nowhere. It was just like having a bad fever. My neighbor is dropping off a sesame bagel with butter for me right now. That's a very nice thing. And I'm sure my neighbors upstate would be helpful as well, but what was great, I called my doctor, my primary care doctor, and I left a message, and he called me back like right away, and he said, I'm going to send you this retroviral drug. Is that what it's called? I have asthma, and so COVID is a pulmonary thing, Paxlovid. And it had to come from a special pharmacy, and the pharmacy delivered it by car. I mean, you can have anything delivered by car in New York or by bike in New York. So, and then I ordered a bunch of food on Amazon Sunday night. It was so naive of me on Sunday because I was like, oh, we're just going to be sick. I'll cook all this nice food. And so I ordered salmon and cherry tomatoes and avocados. And I was like, oh, I'll make these nice salads and we'll be stuck in the house for a week. And then Monday morning, I wanted nothing to do with any of that food. And then I ordered some more stuff. Amazon, it's called Amazon Pantry. I don't know if they have that in every city, but literally the warehouse is in Industry City, which is in my neighborhood here. So, I I mean, the first part of it, you have a wicked headache and fever. And then that finally breaks and you have this scratchy throat thing and coughing up junk out of your lungs. And it's amazing. I can almost never take a nap, and all I want to do is sleep. So I've been watching YouTube videos on my iPad. Just doing some research. Like, I have to put the damper in our fireplace is broken. And I always been like stuffing a bag of insulation up there. And that's not a great idea. So I'm going to get one of the top mounted dampers. And I was watching videos about that and getting a safety harness to be up on the roof and don't fall off the roof, you know. And I thought that would make a couple of good videos. So if you get sick, first of all, please be vaccinated. I can't imagine what it would be like to have COVID prior to being vaccinated. I think Nicole and Will and Aaron and I are going to do a four-way podcast talking about our COVID experiences for people, because it's like having a bad flu, but I almost never get sick. I just kind of forgot about all this. But Nicole was driving across the country when her and her family got sick. Wow. And she's a patron too, by the way. Gatorade, buy Gatorade and Clementine oranges, bread and butter, because you're going to want to eat toast. I got saltine crackers and chicken soup and vegetable soup. And don't get the thick, dark vegetable soup. You want a light broth. Food tastes a little weird. Saltine crackers taste metallic now. But, and we got the no sugar, or it's called Gatorade Zero. And it still has the electrolytes in it, which is important. And the camera operator isn't big on drinking water anyway. She drinks coffee, and so I'm just trying to just get her to drink Gatorade or some of these little carbonated fruit drinks that we have. So hydration is so important. And then I got the night flu, day-night flu stuff. We got the Walgreens brand. It's called Cold and Flu Combo Pack. I'll take a picture of it. And during the day, it's got acetaminophen, which knocks down your fever, and then it has a cough suppressant and a histamine and nasal decongestant. But anyway, the pills are kind of big, and they're kind of hard to get out of little foil packs. But don't use your utility knife like I did, because then I just poked right through the pill. So, and just lay low. I had to text so many people. I had to think about who I had seen in the past X number of days, you know. And one of my friends, I'm going to walk outside and get the bagels. Okay, I got the bagels. One of my friends has emphysema, and I spent half a day with him before I showed symptoms. And that's my big worry. So, and some of the people I told were like, oh, okay. I'm like, you need to go get tested or do a home test, you know. And then one person who I won't name was like, oh, those tests aren't reliable. They're all full of false positives. And I'm like, oh, geez. You know, we're trying to save people's lives here. So, wow, it's a little cold outside. I haven't been outside. Anyway, if you do get sick, hydrate. The hydration, I got some chewable multivitamins. I'm not a big vitamin person, but I thought, what the hell? It's $8, you know? And We take our temperature. Also, we got a pulse oximeter. It's that thing that they, when you go to the doctor, they slide on your finger. It says your pulse and your oxygen rate. Because someone's at the door. Wow, you know, on the Apple phone, there's a voice recording. You can, if you just tap it, it pauses it, so I don't have to edit this together. Isn't that nice? So, my friend, I just happened to see her last night. I was at the top of the stoop, and she says, "How are you?" I said, "We have COVID," and she was like, "I'll help you however I can." And so she texted, and she says, "What do you want?" I said, "I'd love a bagel, a toasted sesame bagel with butter." So, I think she sent us like a dozen bagels here from the people. That's the kind of nice thing, is all of a sudden your neighbors are like, they want to help. So that's really what I like about living in an urban area. I mean, people are like, "Oh, there's too many people, it's too crowded." I'm like, when you need help, your neighbors are 20 feet away. I mean, our house is 20 foot wide and 50 foot deep, which is plenty of room. Anyway, so there you go. And it's weird because, like, I've had friends, like, I Nicole and Will and Aaron have all had COVID. And I was like, "Oh, my gosh, that must be terrible." And I was like, just kind of, it wasn't in the front of my mind every day. And the three of them are texting me all the time going, "How are you feeling?" And I'm like, "I didn't do that for any of you, you know?" So, I guess once you've been through it, then you're a little more like, "Oh, you know, I feel your pain," kind of thing. If you're on Netflix, there's a really good documentary about David Geffen, the music producer, record company owner. Very interesting, and well done. And we were watching the Andy Warhol documentary, and it kind of drags. I mean, it's interesting, but if you're watching it after having dinner, you're kind of like, you know. So, and then there's another documentary series that has a new season out called Formula One, and it is amazing. I am fascinated by Formula One racing. I think it's insane the amount of money people spend on this sport, but the technology and the competition and the soap opera politics of it, but and the editing, the storytelling, the story arcs are amazing. Started the first season, which is from 3 or 4 years ago, but the editing, the sound design is really good. I have one of those. It's got a speaker in front of a sound bar in front of the TV with the two little speakers behind the couch and then a subwoofer next to the couch. It's from Vizio. It was like $250. I got it on the refurbished, which are usually just returns or they didn't sell them, you know. And when a show is sound designed really well, it's amazing. Also, The Crown, the Netflix show The Crown, you know, like when they're in Westminster Abbey for the coronation or the wedding, it's just phenomenal. Anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to check in. It's kind of funny because it's kind of forcing me to sit and think about stuff and instead of running around with my head cut off here. So maybe it gets me to kind of reset my brain. I'm not really renovating. We're redoing the bathroom in the rental apartment upstairs, and this I've got it halfway taken apart, and so I got to get that done. And then there's be some special surprise videos. I'm not gonna make any videos about that because I don't need someone in New York City going, "Hey, look what this guy's doing," you know, in his building. So just don't tell anyone, okay? So, but yeah, it's just kind of forced me to sit down and, you know, I love looking at YouTube, but I'm like, well, what do we need to learn that we could learn from YouTube? So I was, watching all about, I have to put this damper on top of my, chimney in Colebrook. And I'm like, I learned a lot about chimneys and about, safety harnesses, you know? So, All right, so I'm going to eat this bagel, which is staring at me here. So thanks for your support. And the doorbell's ringing again. Holy cow. All right, see ya.